Hey everyone, and welcome back to Anxiety Antidote. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, and let me tell you, today's episode is a doozy. We're diving deep into the science behind anxiety because understanding how it works can be seriously powerful in managing it. Ever felt like your mind's on overdrive, spinning stories about worst-case scenarios? You know that feeling when you're waiting for something important and your heart starts racing, palms get sweaty, even your breath catches in your throat? Yeah, we've all been there. But what's actually happening inside our brains when anxiety kicks in? Well, buckle up, because today we're breaking it down. We'll explore the key neurochemicals involved, how those brain circuits light up like Christmas trees, and what triggers those anxious responses. Think of this as a crash course in understanding your own inner world, no boring textbooks here, just real talk and practical takeaways you can use right now. First off, let's talk about cortisol. This little hormone is often called the stress hormone for good reason. When we perceive a threat, even a tiny one like missing a deadline or being late for a meeting, our body releases cortisol into our bloodstream. It's designed to help us cope, think faster, react quicker, and basically get through that stressful situation. But here's the catch. In today's world, we're constantly bombarded with potential stressors, deadlines, social pressure, news cycles, you name it. So cortisol levels can stay elevated, leading to chronic stress, anxiety, and even physical health problems down the line. Like a car engine constantly running at high revs, our body is just unbuilt for that kind of sustained overdrive. Then there's norepinephrine, another key player in the anxiety game. This neurotransmitter gets our attention focused, like a spotlight shining on whatever we perceive as threatening. It's responsible for that fight or flight response to our heart racing, muscles tensing up, ready to take action. But when norepinephrine is constantly firing, it can lead to hypervigilance, feeling jumpy and on edge even when there is no real danger. Ever feel like your brain is playing a never-ending loop of what-if scenarios? Well, that's your amygdala, the fear center of your brain, hard at work. It's designed to keep us safe by identifying potential threats and triggering those stress responses. But when it gets overloaded with information like constantly scrolling through social media or doom-scrolling news feeds, it can go into overdrive, making us feel anxious even about things that aren't actually dangerous. So, what's the takeaway here? Understanding the science behind anxiety isn't about freaking ourselves out, it's about gaining power over our own minds and emotions. By recognizing these triggers and learning how to manage them, we can break free from a constant cycle of stress and anxiety. Let me share a personal example. Last week, I had a big presentation at work. My mind went into overdrive with all those what-if scenarios. What if I forget my words? What if they don't like my ideas? But then I remembered what we talked about today, that constant cortisol rush isn't doing me any favors. I took a few deep breaths, reminded myself of the work I put in, and focused on connecting with the audience. The presentation went great. It just goes to show, understanding the science behind anxiety can equip us with powerful tools to manage those feelings and navigate stressful situations with confidence. So here's your homework for today. Take a moment to reflect on what triggers your anxiety. Is it social media, deadlines, specific people? Once you know your triggers, start implementing strategies to manage them: deep breathing exercises, mindfulness meditation, spending time in nature, or simply taking breaks from those stress-inducing situations. Remember, managing anxiety is a journey, not a destination. But with knowledge and awareness as our guideposts, we can create a life filled with less stress and more joy. Keep tuning into Anxiety Antidote for more daily tips, strategies, and real talk about navigating the ups and downs of life. Don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences with us. Hit that subscribe button and leave a review. Let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, stay calm, stay strong, and remember, you've got this.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.